Radio Beograd 1. Ne, slušaj.
Pop karusel.
Pop kultura u pop karuselu. Radnim danima od 18 do 19.
Pop karusel. Katarina Epstein.
Mystery. slušate Radio Beograd 1, 18 časova i 17 minuta. Dizajner zvuka današnje emisije je Darko Milosavljević, producent je Vesna Gemović. Uskoro ćemo da čujemo i da ugostimo Lizu Hanningen, večeras ima koncert u Beogradu. Čućete live session koju je odsvirala za Pop Karusela. Uveče se vidimo u velikoj sali Doma omladine. Sada slušamo Roisin Murphy.
So complex, even the most simple of all. us, needing one another. In the wake of resentment, only broken hearts, shattered souls.
Slušate Pop Karusel Radio Beograda 1. Večeras ćemo svi da idemo u Dom omladine, koncert par excellence, ne samo za Beograd i za Srbiju. Liza Hanningen, jedna od najvećih evropskih kantautorki, Irkinja, će održati koncert ponovo, ona je u okviru promotivne turneje svog poslednjeg albuma došla i u Beograd. I ovaj put je gost Radio Beograda 1 studija, Liza. Thank you so much for coming here.
Thank you for having me.
You are such a nice, you have a short time between this session and concert.
Yeah.
And you're smiling all the time.
Well, that's, I'm doing what I love to do, so, you know, it's not like having a real job. I just get to sing songs and chat to lovely people, so it's easy.
it's not easy, it seems to be the hardest thing, maybe. Divna Liza kaže da je zadovoljstvo i da je nije naporno da i sada malo sa vama priča i da nam ocvira jedan mali set, da se bavi poslom koji možda i nije posao, jer je to njena najveća ljubav. Međutim, nije to tako jednostavno doći nasmijan, putovati toliko i održavati koncerte. Jedno od najtežih stvari. Došla je zahvaljujući Nebojši Petroviću. Hvala Nešo.
Hvala tebi
što si opet
pozivao.
Nam upriličio divnog izvođača. Nema na čemu. Da kažemo nešto, just to talk a little about the concert tonight.
Sure, yep.
Koncert je večeras u Beogradu i velika stvar i za Beograd i za Dom omladine što Lisa otvara svoju evropsku turneju iz Beograda. To je velika čast i za mene kao promotera i organizatora i mislim velika čast i za Beograd i za Dom omladine, pošto je ostao u sećanju koncert od, iz 2015. i to je jedan od njenih najboljih koncerta u karijeri. To je ona sama priznala nakon koncerta.
Jeste, jeste bilo. Koliko sati počinje koncert?
Koncert počinje, vrata se otvaraju u 8. Je fantastična predgrupa duo Saint Sisters, gde one kreću u 9 sati tačno i sviraju 30 minuta, nakon toga je 30 minuta pauza da se setupuje stage za Lisu i band i ona kreće tačno u 10.
U Amerikani?
U velikoj sali.
U velikoj sali, divno.
U velikoj sali, da, u pitanju je sedenje i bit će puna sala sigurno.
Sigurno, da. Koncert koji je izazvao veliko interesovanje u Beogradu je koncert Lise Hanningan i thank you so much. Now he was talking about your support, music support for tonight.
They're so good. Yeah, they're so good. Saint Sister from Ireland, and they're two young Irish women, and they play a harp and everything. They have a proper harp. So they're great. Very excited.
It is an honor that you start European tour here from Belgrade. And we remembered your last concert here. It was amazing.
Well, I enjoyed my last concert here so much that that this was where I wanted to start. Because it's always, you know, you're always nervous about starting a tour. And then I'm not nervous in Belgrade because I just love it here.
Voli da bude u Beogradu i da kreće. Raduje se što kreće turneje. Odavde pričala nam je o predgrupi, da su to dve divne dame koje će puno imati instrumenta u stvari na bini, od harfe preko nekih žičanih instrumenta dalje. Tako da bit će to divan koncert. So please, Lisa, tell us more. What have you done? What did you do?
Since then.
Yeah.
Well, I finished writing my record, which took me ages, a long time. And I finished that, and I made the record with Aaron Desner from The National. And then I put the record out, and I've been doing some touring for that. But really, I was just at home writing. So when I came to Belgrade, in the middle of that, it was so nice because, you know, it's hard sitting at home writing. You know, you miss singing for people. So when I came here and everyone was so kind and so lovely, it just made me go back and want to write songs more. So that's what I did.
Thank you so much. Lisa je od prošlog koncerta u Beogradu do sada uglavnom provela vreme kod kuće komponujući svoje pesme i snimala je dosta i kaže da je to bilo jedno jako teško vreme jer praktično nije se bavila onim što najviše voli, to je da nastupa i da svira i da je mnogo srećna što je u Beogradu i što baš odavde počinje turneju, jer sva neka nervoza koja prethodi trema velikoj turneji nekako je su u Beogradu ugasi. So just translate it, please. Will you play for us?
Sure, absolutely.
What will you play?
This is a song called Snow from the new record.
Song like a treasure. sailing from city to sea, one facing east, one looking westerly. We would never be here again. Watching the snow falling down, watching the city losing color and sound. And we were sunk like treasure, sunk like river, sunk like treasure, sunk like river.
Magija će biti večeras i u Domu omladine i sada ćemo da pitamo Lizu da vam kaže nešto više o sebi uopšte. Ona je počela karijeru početkom 2000-ih kada je bila sa Damienom Riceom. Vrlo brzo se otisnula u solo vode. So, I told our audience something about yourself. You started on the start of the 21st century.
Yes, gosh, that makes it sound very far, but very long time. But yes, it was the beginning of the century.
It was actually the beginning.
So a long time, yeah.
Yeah. You started with one of the most famous Irish and European musicians, Damien Rice.
Yeah.
The band. And later on, you very soon started your own career.
Yeah.
It was enough for you.
Well, I was always writing songs, you know, when I was a child. And so actually once that band finished, it was great, you know, that I could then do my own stuff. So it worked out. It worked out great in the end.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What is the most important thing that in your career? What you think?
The most important thing, I think, you know, for me, the thing that I like the best is playing concerts, you know, being in a room in front of an audience, you know, trying to sort of communicate, you know, and have a moment that's just there in that room all together. I think, you know, that feeling is the best feeling that anyone can have, you know, and so that's my favorite bit.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Pitali smo je šta je najznačajnije, možda i najvažniji, koji su najvažniji trenuci uopšte u njenoj karijeri. Ona kaže da je to osjećanje kada je na koncertu, kada svira i kada komunicira sa ljudima, ono što je u stvari najvažnije, što je esencija i možda i razlog zbog čega može već ovoliko dugo da se bavi muzikom. Jedna divna, lepa devojka i jako se radujemo da ćemo je večeras da gledamo i slušamo njen koncert u Domu omladine. Zamolit ćemo još nešto da nam ocira. Please, can you play one more for us?
Absolutely.
And I will let you go to Absolutely. Take a rest.
Everything sounds nicer in Serbian, I have to say.
Thank you so much.
It does. So this song is called Fall, and it's a little bit louder than the last one.
Okay.
Hide your horses, hold your tongue, hang the rich and smear. From the jar, hop the fences, steal the cars, run on fumes and from the load, and burn for us right through the fall. Obelisk, call your name, brush your hair like it could be tame, itch their dresses, patch their knees, spill to the floor like keys. They swing the bridges one and all and burn for us right through the fall. All our yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hvala pa. Have a nice concert today and have a great time here in Belgrade, please.
Thank you so much. I will do.
Poštovani slušalci, naša gošća bila je Liza Hanningen. Vidimo se večeras u Domu omladine u Velikoj sali. Održat će svoj beogradski koncert kojim započinje evropsku turneju. Veliki događaj. Počinjemo kako smo i završili za kulturni život našeg grada.
No, you don't call me easy. reasons not to love you. Try to find a way, but when you're feeling down and lonely, it makes it hard to say.
To Jake Buck, gledat ćemo ga na ovogodišnjem Exitu u Novom Sadu. Zahvaljujući Vesni Gemović imamo nove podatke vremenske. 17 stepeni u ovom trenutku u Beogradu, vlažnost vazduha je 31%, pritisak je 1006 milibara, vetar je severozapadni, duva brzinom od 2 metra u sekundi. Thank you. Lako privodimo kraju današnji Pop Karusel. 18 časova i 54 i po minuta je upravo. S vama su bili Darko Milosavljević, Vesna Gemović i Katarina Epštajn. Svako dobro.
Thank you. sing.